Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening and welcome to Books, Brains, and Bullshit with Tamira. And I think I have my co-host Jazz on. Hold on, let me see if I can get her. Technical difficulty.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you now. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hello, and this is my lovely co-host, Jazz. Welcome her. Oh, let me see if I can get your hand clap going on today. Me and that button. We don't get along. Me and that button. Oh, my God. Hey, how you doing, girl? How was your day?
Girl, my day was long, but my Memorial Day weekend was lit. Hello.
You know, I'm too through with you. You done went to Jamaica and partied up.
I can't
wait till we on the beach. You know, I'm going to have all these ham hocks and everything. All the ham hocks hanging out.
Don't worry about it. I got a couple oxtails too. But I could just hold mine in for the moment.
I'm getting my cats all done up and everything. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I can't wait. Can't wait.
We are gonna have a ball. That's gonna be actually the end of all of my trips. It started in Jamaica. It's going to Seattle, rolling right around to San Jose, and ending with our cruise, boo.
Yeah. All I know is I'm not getting arrested messing with you. Foreign jails are no joke, I heard. So guess what?
I am not the one, boo. Mm-hmm. Don't try to shift that on me.
So we're going to get into it and all of that good stuff. But before we do, I have to, again, give a special birthday shout out to my Wilhelmina, whose real name is Jossiana. She just turned 20 today. So happy birthday, Wilhelmina. One more year and you actually legal, so don't be trying it. But anywho, so we're gonna start off by talking about my book that was just released on May 10th called Delicious, which is subtitled A BBW Romance. And I thought it was
what
very
number
fitting.
Book is this?
This is number 20.
Oh,
20. 20 books in 2 years.
Yes, boo, let's go. That's 20,
girl.
That's what, 20 books a year, 10 books, 36 months? Get it. No, that's
girl,
not 10 books. That's 5 books. That's 5 books, 36 months. Math.
Girl, See, you know what? Don't make me have to get you booked on after your birthday. Like, I'm just kidding. Every little palm tree.
Because I can spell the heck out of a word. I bet you I can give you some immaculate vernacular. But let me try to do some algebra. just going to need to get my math for them to work out.
Yes, 10 books a year, five books every 6 months. I think I got that right.
Yes,
okay,
boo,
yes. Right. Yeah. Hey.
Whatever.
Sorry. I'm going to say something different. I wasn't even going to hit the applause button because it don't have no act right. But anywho, so I'm going to talk about the book a little bit, and then that way you can just listen and you can chime in because it just came out, and I know you haven't read it yet. Hush your face.
No.
I know you still. My mom is holding your other book copy. Mookie, free Jazz's book. Free Jazz's book. So,
yes,
okay.
So, what's it called again?
So the book is called Delicious, and it's called A BBW Story, A BBW Romance. So the main character, her name is Nadira, I think, Yes, Nadira. Girl, I forgot the chick's name right quick.
You are not supposed to forget. But I know what we do extra, so go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, you know, she had everything going for her. She was beautiful, had a career, all of that good stuff. But she lacked self-esteem and confidence and just, you know, all the things that everybody else thought she should have, you know, that was looking from, you know, on the outside looking in.
Outside in. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, being as though, you know, she's a BBW, shout out to the BBW. And, you know, she just basically, like, you know,
one time
of
for
course,
the big girls.
Yes, woo-woo. But, yeah, so, you know, basically having to deal with being teased growing up, and then, you know, she had her first love who was basically involved in the relationship for convenience and tore her down every chance he could get. And then, you know, she broke her heart, you know, on the day of their wedding, and then there was, you know, enough. Yeah, then she got another man, and he pretty much was doing the same thing. You know, he had all he wanted in her, but you know, he just basically felt like he needed to belittle her. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to because she was supposed to have been
a
sugar mama.
Can I make a small interjection?
Huh? What's that?
I think that personally that is an everyday struggle for every woman, whether they are BBW
or not.
It is.
It's definitely
really
a struggle
real.
For everyday women.
I know you're
women.
Focusing on it, but yeah.
Right.
Like every woman.
That was my focus in the book. Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
I know that's for everyday women because I tell you, again, not a blanket statement. I find myself saying that a lot on this show, but not a blanket statement. But I don't know what's going on with dudes these days because, you know, they feel like they're supposed to be taken care of. Nah, bruh. But anywho, that's where her man thought was supposed to be going down and everything. And, you know, and she ended up, you know, she ended up finally, you know, breaking up with him and everything, and a person that, you know, she's always had a crush on but never had the confidence to address and everything, you know, came back into her life, and he was like, you know, I love you, I want you, but you're going to have to get your shit together. You know, you're a queen, you need to recognize it, you know, all of that other good stuff. And then she had a friend with no filter, much like yourself, who basically between, you know, the friend, you know, exposing her to pole dancing, which, you know, she ends up becoming a stripper of sorts in the book. And, you know, between the best friend and, you know, who turns out to be the love of her life, who is the best friend's brother, ends up, you know, helping her tap into that inner lioness and, you know, self-love and all of that other good stuff. So, I mean, it's like, not just saying it because I wrote it, but it's just like a real feel-good story because, like you said, even though women who aren't BBWs go through it, you know, it's just, I mean, you know, BBWs a lot of times, you know, more often than not go through it, you know, and I just wanted to, like, kind of touch on that because, like, somebody had hit me up in my inbox and suggested something like that. So, you know, I had went ahead and I wrote that, and, you know, of course, the story kind of spoke to me, having dealt with similar circumstances, and bam, Delicious was born. They used to call me Delicious. They used to call me Delicious.
Yes, look, hey, D. Yo, D. Yeah,
I'm channeling my inner Medea. So we're going to get on to the topic because I already have a caller that has been waiting and wants to get in one and make a
Let's
comment. So we're
going
to, and it's a male. It's a male with no filter. Yes, I called you out, Brown. A male with no filter who I know is going to give us just the ultimate nigga point of view. So our topic for tonight is, which is more important to you, a mental connection, that mental stimulation, or the physical? And if you have to choose between the two, which one is more important? And, you know, can you live without?
Okay.
What'd you say?
I said, or could you choose?
Oh, okay. All right. So
I'll start off,
and then I know you just going to come in with some real wild shit. So,
I can't with
me,
you.
Mm-hmm. Me personally, I would love to have both. In my ideal mate, I would have both a mental and the physical connection. But if I had to choose, it would have to be the mental. Because one thing about me, I cannot Okay, I cannot. I can't deal with a stupid nigga. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I can't. I need to be able to have a conversation with you.
Amen.
I need for you to stimulate some thoughts and all of that other stuff. I don't want to talk. I mean, hey, I sit down. I can rock with you and talk about sports and, you know, all of that
uh-huh.
other stuff. But I, can we please, can we talk about a little bit of politics? Can we talk about a little bit of literature? I mean,
okay.
I'm a ghetto nerd, so I got the street and the, you know, street and the book smarts, you know, so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to need for you to, you know, kind of tap into both of those, because otherwise I'm going to get bored and I'm going to be like, what the hell, you know, it's like talking to people.
Okay, what? so you said that you could choose. See, you could choose,
if
you had to choose. If somebody put a gun to your head, I mean, no disrespect to anybody with that option, but if somebody, like, gave you a life or death statement, and live or die, pick one. You could pick one?
I don't want to have
see?
To. I don't want to have
but
to.
Could you?
But if I had to, I would choose the mental stimulation. However,
mm-hmm.
I absolutely, positively would like to have, I need to have both. Because even though, yes, the mental is the priority,
mm-hmm.
but if you slinging the whack ding ding, you ain't going to stick around too long for that either. Because I'm sorry, I can't have, you know, a person with a miniature nether region organ, you know, trying to do some things. I got a lot of ass. You need to handle your hands.
I cannot. Okay,
you
know? Talk about me being wild.
I'm speaking my truth. I'm speaking my truth. I would like to have both. You know, that way, hey, you can fuck
you
me
can
in
have
the shit in the pocket.
you can have both, but I think opinion is that the mental stimulation stimulates the physical. If, like, you could have a great physical connection and that's all you have, and then that's just what it is. Like, you never get seen by the light of day. Like, I was never being seen with you because you just, it is what it is. Or you could have, okay, here's a question. So you said physical and mental. Let me interject some bull, like you always say I do. What about the emotional aspect?
Well,
it has
I
to be all
am,
around.
I'm, well,
what do you
I
think about
mental,
that?
When I say mental, I'm grouping the emotional in there, because the emotional
but you,
is that. That's a,
but
that
you can.
Is just,
but you can.
Okay.
Because emotional, mental, and physical are three separate entities.
Okay. Well, I was grouping emotional in with the mental, but yes,
but you
absolutely.
Can because somebody can love your life and love you and give you all the emotional support that you can handle, can be dumb as a rock.
Uh-huh.
I think that there are three aspects. I think there's more than just two, and I see how you grouped it. I get it, but
okay,
I wouldn't.
But I feel where you're coming from.
So me personally, I could live with two out of three, but not one out of three. And I want three out of three, and three out of three
oh,
is everything. And
well,
it's possible to have the three out of three. It's possible.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, I mean, now that you put in, you know, adding the third, if you add in the third, if you make an emotional
yes.
separate, yeah, I have to have. Yeah, that's true. Good point. I'm going to give you a finger clap for that. You can't hear it, but I'm finger clapping for you. But
I need you to hit that applause machine, and I need a half applause.
Listen. Well, I mean, where you're coming from with that, yes. So, I mean,
yeah.
If I could have my way, yes, I would have all three. If I had to leave one out, then yes, it would be the physical.
What would it be?
Because I mean,
would it be?
It would be the physical. Because the mental and the emotional is important. Why?
I'm living the dream of the physical lacking. I don't have time for that. That's drama right there. So here I have all this great emotional support. Like, it's something that I need. It's something that I feel like I need for me to thrive and to be me. Like, I'm an emotional person. So, unfortunately, that's just, well, I don't want to say unfortunately. I'm working on it, but that's just the way my bank account was set up in my life. However, what I do know is that I could leave. I could work on the emotional, but I need the physical and the mental stimulation, I think, more than the emotional. I think that comes, but I couldn't just live without the mental and the physical. To me, is the most. Like, you have to, first of all, if you don't mentally stimulate me, you don't physically stimulate me. So that's that.
Right.
I was never one
absolutely.
Of those to be like, well, he got to, you know, you can have a good body and it can make your kitty jump, but it don't make it purr. It just makes it jump.
Right.
That's
different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, that is true. Because, I mean, it's like you know, because to be perfectly honest, even though it's two separate things, the physical and the mental are hand in hand. Because, yeah, because, I mean, it's like.
Not. They are.
Yeah,
because,
of course, you know, you get stimulated and all of that other stuff like that. Even though it's coming from down there, it originates in your brain. So, you know, it's the mental thing, too. But yeah, I mean, I can believe you me. I don't want to have to go without the physical. I absolutely not. But I'm just saying, like, if it's somebody that our mental connection is like that, and like you said, I'm stimulated by your mental. Like, I have a friend of mine. I tell you, even though he's good looking.
What about your friend?
And even though, you know, he's very good looking, and even though I ain't even going to get into the physical aspect of it, but I'm just saying, just the mental, like the mental is crazy. Like,
amen.
I mean, if I could take the mental connection that we have and put it on somebody else, like, that would be the perfect person for me.
Because you could build a man. If I took this guy and that guy and mashed them together, I would have the perfect guy.
Yeah, we need to build a nigga kit. But before we go off on our tangent any further,
you said it. The build a nigga. We need to
build a
nigga
kit.
Bear. Yes, we need to build a nigga store.
Available on the book brains
and
bullshit.
Yes, to build a nigga kit.
Build your nigga today. Right now.
For the high price, because when you get the low price, those be the bulk joints to be fucked up with. So you be like, oh, yeah, I'm for the high. All broke bitches need not apply.
I can't stand you. Behave yourself. I'm going to take our caller.
The co-host.
I can't. Stop it. Hello,
no
caller.
Really.
Hey, everyone. How are everybody doing?
Hey. How are you? Introduce yourself to the folk. I know who you are, but introduce yourself.
All right. My name is Brown, as I'm affectionately called by the
Mr.
host.
Mr. Brown?
And we'll
no,
leave. Nah, my knees ain't ashy, y'all. My knees aren't ashy at all. Not even close.
Like,
but that's my
right
man,
on,
though.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah,
not
forgive
Mr.
me
Brown,
if it's a little loud on my end. I'm in Baltimore, and it's kind of loud where I'm at.
Okay, so what's your input on this?
Am I coming through clear first before I get
started?
Yeah,
you're fine. Uh-huh.
Oh, great. So thank you all for having me on. First off, I want to say that. Love my queens. I'm gonna take it a whole nother way, because I think I hear what y'all saying with the whole trying to categorize things with with everything being separate, and that's where I come in with the whole, you know, you said mental, physical, and emotional. See, there's a thing called spiritual, right? Where it intertwines.
Go ahead, Brad.
By no means do I mean religious. I mean spiritual.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I mean,
right.
this isn't something
the
that
connection
you're taught
that you have
or you're forced in. Like Dr. Professor Small says, you got iron in you, you got manganese in you, you got gold in you. You think the gold in you don't talk to the gold in the ground and the gold that's in me, you know? Like the connection is it's something that attracts you to your mate. you know, because there, like, for example, there's other women around, but it's something that attracted you to her. And he says, when you find that connection, that's when you find the God in her and the God that's in you. And and a lot of that makes a lot of sense to me, being in a one or two relationships before, you know. And to go deeper on that, it's like a lot of people, they look at people and they size them up. They look at their mate as with one or the other. Oh, I like the physical, or they, whatever it is that they gravitate to, is one of those three choices that y'all spoke of earlier. But what a lot of people, I think, where we go wrong is
physical,
you know,
emotional,
it's,
and mental.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always great at first, but time is what's going to tell the whole truth. And
all right,
you
now.
And
you
as long as you can have a brother with the good, you can have a smart brother that stimulates your mind, and you can have the emotionally, his mom, I guess he's in tune with his mom and them or whatever. So he's emotionally in tune with you or whatever. But without having the proper mix of all three, the relationship's not going to last, no matter what, no matter how good the dick is, no matter how smart he is.
Well, now
four. No,
yeah,
right,
I forgot.
Well, that's the thing. The four, the spiritual part, is what I'm talking about. Is the perfect blend of the three. See, when you get the perfect blend of the three, it becomes spiritual. I cannot talk while you're talking.
Okay. No, I think there's something in the background. Somebody, I hear background stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, the whole spiritual connection is the connection of all of it, you know, in its entirety, in its whole. You know, I guess then, for lack of a better word, that's when I say God, or whatever you choose to call that thing, puts his or her stamp on it. I believe it supersedes his or her, but that's another conversation. What I mean is like it all works. It's hitting on all cylinders. Everything's working. And that's what's going to stand the test of time, because at 42, what I'm not ever going to do ever again is be in a relationship that's not going to work and it's not going to go long term. I'm good without, you know, just having to pick, oh, I like her for this or I like her for that. If it's not all of it, I mean, you cool, boo. We might be able to do a thing or two, but any that relationship word, that R word, that long term word, I'm not even going to waste her time or my time. So if you're looking for a husband, you're looking for somebody that's going to stand the test of time with you, it's got to be all or nothing. You can't be weak enough to say, all right, well, I'm going to mess with this dude for this because this is cool. Because three, four, five years from now, it's not going to be cool. It's not. Because he's either too stupid to go with you and you're embarrassed when you get around your professional friends, because we're older now, you know what I'm saying? We're not 20-nothing. You don't want to bring your big hunk dummy, you know, that's nobody's trying to feel that. Like you want somebody that's either, for me anyway, it's all or nothing. If I can't, you know, if you're not smart enough, we can't hold that conversation. You're that cold and you only care about you and the sex is whack. Like, I mean, if any of that, if I got to deal with any of that, then it's a no-go, you know? So if for me at 42, that's what it is. It's all or nothing.
All
and
or
I'm
nothing.
Not even looking.
Right.
I'm so focused on working on me, I ain't even looking for her. Because once I get me right, she's going to pop up. She'll find me.
And there's the real male perspective.
Right, Brown.
I'm not the one that's not dumb as rocks. I might be the one that's
out to the first
not emotionally in tune with you, but I'm damn sure not the stupid one.
You know what, Brown? All these years that I have known you, we have never had a conversation like that. And I have to say, I am pleasantly surprised. I am pleasantly surprised. I am pleasantly surprised that is your take on it.
I heard your introduction with the whole nigger point of view, and I'm like, oh, literally. Forgive her, Lord. She know not what she's speaking. But it's all good, because I understand, you know, we grew up under the same ghetto nerd shit, and every time I would see you, it would be, you know, between some of those circumstances. But it's all good, though. I mean,
Yeah, what do you mean that band practice? Jazz, we was in
no,
the
I'm
band
at,
together.
I'm in that Mason's house. I meant when we got over there, I would see you at Mason's house. And under those pretenses, it was kind of thug-nificent. So I understand, though. We never really had that conversation.
No, we
yeah,
haven't.
Boy's,
but
your
I,
boy's deeper than you think.
I see that. A little glimpse in the brown. Ain't that something? I like that so much. See, you know what? See, you just gave me whole life with that little segment you just did. Shout out to
glad
you,
to
Brown.
Hear that.
Shout out
thank
to
you.
Man, I am impressed. Not saying I thought bad stuff about you, but I'm just saying. It's just nice to hear
you know
that.
You know that motherfucker, too.
I what? Well, he get on my nerves. He know he get on my nerves sometimes, but I'm saying
that's
overall,
my job.
He's a good dude. I think he's a good dude. I just never had that type of conversation with him. And, you know, it's just like, you know, like sometimes, even though I say it's not a blanket statement, sometimes you kind of sort of want a blanket. But,
amen
yeah.
On that.
Yeah,
you kind of got to get on a girl's nerves, you know. Like the old head said, if you can make her, I said, you kind of got to get on their nerves a little bit just to get their attention. And like the old head said, if you can make her laugh, then, you know, you can make
just
her
do a couple little
things.
Just trying to get my attention, Brown. You was trying
listen,
to get
I,
my
I
attention, Brown.
I didn't want no sauce with Big Nelson. I didn't want no sauce.
Hey, wait a minute. We
no
use
sauce.
All kinds of language on this show, but we do not use names.
Oh, not the N-word? My bad.
We don't call names up in here.
Even though
my co-host put a certain somebody on blast on the previous show, but we don't use names
shut
on
up.
This show.
Shut up.
Now I know.
Shut up.
But whatever.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm a keep you on, but I'll check back in on you in a little bit if you're still online to see if you have anything else you want to add.
Yeah.
All right. That all depends on where y'all take it from here, because you need a real man's perspective. I'm here for you.
Oh, trust and believe you me. We about to get into some shit, so I will come back out. Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yep. So I'm gonna keep you on, but I'll check back with you. Girl, that was so refreshing.
Ooh. Hey.
It was very refreshing.
But wait a minute, not my broke ass male perspective. It was totally different from anything I was saying.
Girl, I can't. So that was a very good point, the spiritual. And not even being religious.
Spiritual.
Yeah, because it's
come from, so I'm sick right now.
Yes. And you know what? And I need to slap my hand because that I didn't think about that. I just thought about the two main things because I'm super big on the vibes that I get from somebody.
Yeah,
because,
but that's a part of spirituality. We just didn't
name
it for what it was.
Exactly.
But
that's why I said I should slap my own hand because I didn't even think about that. Because it's like if I meet you or you know I'm around you and I'm picking up some funkiness just off of you.
Yes.
Don't even.
But sometimes though too, it don't even got to be funkiness. And that's the thing. Everything don't have to be ugly. You could just be like. Really? Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't mean literal funkiness or like their attitude, but I'm just saying if I'm getting a funky vibe from that person,
get a
something
vibe.
Off,
I'm just saying a vibe.
Yeah, if they don't speak to my vibe, then it's curtain for you. And, you know, and then it's like, of course, you know, sometimes we'd be like, okay, let's dig a little deeper. But at the same time, you know, like Brown was saying, at this stage in the game, at the age we are, you know, I'm not fixing a nigga. I'll build a nigga, not fix a nigga. I can't do it. You know, so.
But you know what, though? Then we have to re-talk that whole thing because I'm not building anything in my 40s. And I know I'm 40.
No,
I just
turned
40.
I
don't want to
build
or fix.
No, I mean when we just say we was going to have the built nigga kit, like you take this person's brain, you know, that's why.
You just flipped the game because I was definitely on the, I'm still partially on the build nigga. I still want to take aspects from everybody, but that just totally switched the game. I'm mad that me and you, with our own spirituality and how we are, didn't even mention that. I wouldn't have even expected a guy to come that way, like. But it is a spiritual connection, You ever been around somebody and everything seemed good, but the vibe is funky, and you like, ooh.
He checked up, didn't he? He checked up.
Ooh, not
he checked
not
up.
The G check. Not the
he
G
checked
check.
Up. Oh, my goodness. No, he B checked up.
Yeah,
I appreciate being
me.
Checked, but
he
I do appreciate it because I didn't.
I
didn't think about that.
Say it. I let him say it first.
B checked up. But yeah, that's cool, though. Yeah, we needed that. It's a well-deserved B check. Appreciate it. You
absolutely,
know, so.
Absolutely. Because, like, yeah. I guess as women, we have our own view of what guys think as opposed
to
what a guy really thinks.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. And you know what? But see, men have to charge it for the
men.
Game. Men, they got to charge it for the game. Because of the simple fact that, and again, it's not all men, because there are some good dudes out there. But, I mean, a lot of us women, figure, okay, a dude is a certain type of way or whatever because of past experiences or men that we have dealt with. So, therefore, we, you know, if that's like a common mentality, that's what we're going to think about. You know, we're going to be like, nigga ain't shit. You know, we going to, you know, we do stuff like that. I mean, I can admit it. I'm B-checking myself.
Huh. You know what I just found out, though, like, very recently, we've known each other for a very long time, but very recently, as early as my 40th birthday, like, that was in December, I just kind of found out that there's definitely a difference between a nigga, a boy, a guy, and a man.
Absolutely.
There's
absolutely.
A vast difference, and with a man, I mean, he may be flawed in all. But he has a certain, look, je ne sais quoi. He has different knowledge. He already has in his head what's supposed to happen and how it's supposed to happen. And so you don't really have to teach him. It's just kind of like he knows what's supposed to happen and you're just kind of figuring out, seeing if your vibe checks with his vibe. It's really different. Once your eyes are open to something totally different. It's different from what you've had. You know, I'm telling you, like we said, build the nigga. You don't have to build a man. He's built for it tough.
Right.
You don't have to
exactly.
build a man. But you do got to build a nigga. I don't want to build a nigga.
That's why I say build a nigga.
I've been there, though. It's still in a valley of build a nigga, but now I just don't want to build a nigga. I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a man is nice, but I am going and am not going to settle for anything less than my king. That's it. Period.
And that is the beautiful thing. As some of us are still trying to work on separating ourselves from shit that we know isn't worth our time and effort, or not even so much worth your time and effort, more so than worth what you're putting into it. Like, you can't want more for someone than they want for themselves. So if you're putting more into a relationship than that person is willing to put in or is even capable of putting in, they may only have a certain amount of capabilities to give to you. And if it's not what you need, then, you know, you just have to be, you know, wise enough to be like, okay, nah, that's not what I want. And I think in that respect, we women, because we're emotional, we settle sometimes and we take less than what we're really worth. And it takes a man to know what you're worth.
Right, and you know what? And even though we not gonna do names, just a disclaimer. It wasn't any of the name. It wasn't any of the names that was mentioned previously. Thanks, Brown. So that's just like, you know, I was dealing with somebody and. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about it was, even though there's different types of people, anybody that knows me knows I'm a play fiend. I like to laugh. I like to joke. I'm a playful person. I'm a happy, playful person. And I like to be around easygoing, playful people. And I know everybody's different.
Yes,
everybody's not the same as me. But, you know, like me, you know, trying to be with a person that is like super serious is not going to work for me. And basically... you know, a person that I was dealing with, you know, cool-ass person, cool-ass individual I ain't going to say I got nothing bad to say about him, but anyway, you know, cool-ass person and everything, And everything was cool for, you know, a while. But the thing about it was I wasn't happy. I wasn't satisfied, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, the conversation was kind of minimal, you know, and we had, out of all of those four things, we had one thing that was popping on all cylinders.
See? But it wasn't enough. I mean, that one aspect,
oh, my God, I have no complaints whatsoever. But everything else was like, wow. And,
but
you know,
was
and
it
I,
worth
it,
it, though?
But
was it worth
the
just having one thing?
No. I mean, it definitely wasn't. But see, the thing about it is, okay, there was glimpses of the other stuff. So, I'll say 1.5. We had 1.5 things because there was glimpses. There was glimpses of another aspect, which was the
vibe.
Like, you know, we had a good vibe and everything, but besides the vibe and the physical, you know, it was like, okay, if everything else was lacking, there was nothing like emotional. Then it's like if I voice my opinion and I'm like, okay, I'm feeling this type of way and, you know, we need to change this if we're going to continue on. You know, you can't sit up here and say that you love somebody and you want to be with them and you don't want them dealing with anybody else and this, that, and the other if you are still, you trying to be with that person and lock that person down, but they feel like they're alone. Like, if that's the case, I might as well not even deal with you. I got vibrators. If that ain't, you know, whatever. If I had to utilize them, even though I prefer the real thing. But anyway, you know, I'm just saying, like, it's just like, you know, it was just like at that particular point, even though I care about you, you know, the feelings are there and all of that stuff, I cannot continue on because you making me feel some type of way and you're just fine in the whole situation because things are the way that you want. I couldn't, because it's not what I want, because I want all of those things in the person that I'm dealing with. That's why, you know, it's like, why waste my time dealing with it any further if, you know, if this is all you're willing to give me, even after I keep speaking to you about it.
Now,
so being as though, I don't like being made to feel like you don't give a shit about losing
Okay, pause. I wanted to speak on you saying that specific phrase, but not before I agree with what you just said. Now, that specific phrase, making me feel, no. That person isn't making you feel like anything. You are
I'm allowing myself to have that person make me feel that way.
Absolutely. You are allowing this person to make you feel some kind of way. And until something that I'm being taught now, something that I keep around my apartment, like I'm so into this whole new kick of what I'm trying to do in my 40s. Yo, I've got all kinds of positive affirmations and mental affirmations around my whole house on sticky pads. People be clowning, thinking it's wack, but it's so real. You have to constantly remind yourself, no one has more control over you than you. And if you allow someone to control you in any way, physical, mental, it's ridiculous. So you just kind of have to build yourself strong and you have to be able to take ownership of the crap that you do. I definitely had to B check myself
because it was like that's the word. That's the B check.
We need T-shirts. B check.
I really had to B check myself because it's like, well, what the hell is you doing? You know, it's kind of like, okay, and you know, just like what you just said, and what Brown was saying. You know, and not saying that this is a situation that's happening right this second. I'm just talking about an experience. But my thing is, you know, especially at this particular point in time, I'm focusing on me. I'm focusing on my career. I'm focusing on my craft. I got tunnel vision. So if I allow you into my life with everything that I have going on and I actually make time for you, then you damn well better appreciate it. Not because I feel like I'm better than, you know, anybody else, or I deserve your undivided attention. Well, I do, but at the end of the day, like, I think enough of you to sacrifice what my time and what I need to be doing to spend time with you or trying to make something work with you, but at the same time, You like, oh, whatever, I'm busy. You busy doing what? What you doing?
But see, we're all
polishing rims, playing video games. What you busy doing? Like, and it's nothing, you know, not like, again, not saying that what I'm doing is more important than what somebody else is doing. But if I'm stopping what I'm doing, which is important, which is what, how I earn my living, me writing books, editing, you know, all of that other good stuff, if I'm actually taking out a chunk of my time to give to you, I'm expecting you to do the same thing for me. And you know, it's not reciprocated all the time.
Okay, but see, here is the main point that you said that I just want to bring to the forefront that I was told by
mm-hmm.
quite a few older women, and I know you know Joy Murray. When you have expectations of people, they will always let you down. If you go into it all with no expectations, then you will not be disappointed. Like,
mm-hmm.
Go into a situation like, oh, it should be like this or it could be like this, and look at it for the reality that it actually is and not what you think. See, that's the expectation. It's like loaning somebody money and you expect them to pay it back, right? Because when y'all talk about it, everything was coochie cool. You was going to pay them, mm-hmm. baby's going to loan them the money, it's going to pay you back. Everything was good. And then when it was time to pay back, now it's some bull. Whatever you choose to be the bull, now all of a sudden somebody ain't paying me back. Pause. I expect you to pay me back. But what my mom told me is that when you loan someone money, you should never expect it back. That's hard for me to swallow. I don't want to talk because, see, that's the definition of a loan. It doesn't mean give. It's two different things. But the expectation of me wanting it back is a little different than the actual reality of it happening.
Right.
So if you don't have any expectations, you're good.
I agree, but I disagree because, like, say for instance, like in relationships, I expect for you to do certain things, you know, and that's just going by just, you know, abiding the rules of just common decency. Like, for instance, if you're in a relationship, you get into a relationship with somebody, you're expecting that person to be faithful to you. You know,
how
I mean,
that
and then
out
there's,
for you?
Yeah, there's
the
like
whole
other. Yeah, but in certain instances, I live by expect, you know, don't expect to expect anything. You know, certain things, certain, you know, people and situations, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But then other situations, relationships, circumstances, yeah, I'm going to expect some shit. And you better deliver what I'm expecting. And what I am expecting is not more than what, it's not too much. You know, like I said, like in a relationship, you're faithful. You know, I expect for you to talk to me. But see, and even like the way I go about it, if I'm dealing with somebody, whether it's a relationship, friends with benefits, whatever, you know, if it's something that I feel like, okay, yeah, let me put it out there because this person may or may not know that this is what I'm expecting, then yeah, I'm going to sit and I'm going to say something to you, know, well, this is what I would like to happen, you know, in this situation or whatever. Because, I mean,
that's
at the end of the day.
That's saying I expect. I would like to happen is what you would like to happen, but to expect it and then it doesn't happen, then what? Now it's
you
a whole continual, you know, really, this is some real life, like, this is some real talk right here. This is real talk. This is talk that I've thought about, that I've actually lived through. It doesn't necessarily have to be true for you, but it makes so much logical sense. You can want someone to do something. That's great. Mm. But to expect them to do it and for them not to do it is more common than not. If you go into a situation with no expectations, you can never be disappointed. Because
that's
whatever
true.
Happens
that's true.
Is what it happens. And that's
but you know what?
So
but and it's like, but even though
break
I
break our heart every time, but they
I
do.
Feel
our
where
expectations
from,
break our heart every time.
I feel where you're coming from, but at the same time, no, I'm going to expect some shit.
Yep, and
at this
that's
particular,
why
at this, well, guess what? No, because if I lay my expectations out to you. From the get-go, regardless of what type of relationship that you and I are having, if I lay my expectations out there and then you say, okay, I'm going to expect for you to deliver. And if you can't deliver what I'm expecting of you, then you could go about your business. And the things that I expect are not unreasonable. It does not take a lot to make me happy. You know, like my thing is, you know, the main thing, communication, and keep it real. Like, even though the truth hurts, and it definitely, that saying is so totally true. The truth absolutely does hurt. But at the same time, I would rather have you hurt me by telling me the truth than lying to me, and then I have to deal
with
finding out about it later.
I have a question for you.
What?
This is a real live one. Have you ever had, it's not even that serious. Have you ever had a person that you've been, a man, let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say woman, but women are fickle, so I don't want to put us all together. We're really fickle. What we do is dependent on how we feel, and that's real. It's very few women that do things based on facts. It's all about emotion with us, but men really do stuff based on facts. Like, have you ever had a relationship with a man that physical, that where you both are brutally honest with one another? That physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. Have you ever in all your years, because I'm 40, so in all my 40 years, like, have you ever had a male relationship that was brutally honest?
Yes.
How did that work out for you?
Absolutely fine. Wonderful. The person that I've had that relationship with is the person that I was talking about. I'm like, the mental is so crazy between us. Everything
and there
is
you
just,
have it.
It's straight no chaser. It's straight no chaser. We talk to each other about everything, even if we don't like it. We say what we have to say. If one person gets pissed off, you pissed me off. Even if it doesn't take place in that particular conversation that we're having, you know, he might be pissed off and he'll call me, you know, 3-4 days later or whatever. And then he'll call me back and he'll let me know, like, yeah, I was pissed off. I wasn't going to call you. After I calmed down and I thought about things, you know, I called you back and we're going to talk about it. Like,
why wouldn't you call each other? Why wouldn't you say I wasn't? If you're brutally honest in the very beginning, then you were always going to talk. You may take days to talk, but you were always going to be talking again.
Right.
Like, it was
never,
I wasn't going to talk to you. It was always, I'll have to talk to you when I'm done being mad at the shit that you just said.
Exactly. And that's exactly how him and I are. Like, even though, you know, being as though we've had dealings in the past, I mean, we don't have dealings now, but we've had physical dealings in the past. So, I mean, it's like, you know, of course, a lot of the things that he gets mad about, you know, okay, if you want to ask me about what's going on with the relationship or whatever, you may not like it because you still kind of in your feelings or whatever. But, you know, like, he'll say it after he calms down, you know, like, yeah, I was pissed off, I was mad, but I realized, you know, I can't be mad, you know, I got a whole girl, you know, this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. But yes, I was feeling some type of way, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the day,
So does the brutally honest aspect of your relationship, like, is the brutally aspect that relationship, does it work for you? Or does it not?
It does.
And moving
forward, would it be something
that you require from another person that you're interested in? And if not, why? And if so, why?
Well, this is where your wordplay comes in. I'm not going to expect that from another person because everybody's not built like that. Not everybody can handle a brutally honest relationship. And I'm not saying just men, but some women, a lot of women can't handle that.
I'm not saying expecting it.
Excuse me.
I'm saying it to be a reality. There's no expectation. When you go into something, let me just say this.
I have
in all the time and all the relationships that I have been in, I have been, and that's any relationship, friendship, you know, any other male, female, just brutal honesty. I have maybe a handful of people in all of my circle, and it doesn't mean everybody in my circle doesn't mean well, but it means I have a handful, that's 5 people, not even in my circle, who are brutally honest with me. And even though it's a hard pill for me to swallow, I think that at this point in my life, dealing with a male who's brutally honest, I don't think I would want it any other way, because at least you don't have to guess. At least there's no expectation, because the mother is brutally honest. There's no expectation in that. I don't expect him to be brutally honest. Who expects anybody to be brutally honest? Who expects somebody, when they're dressed up on their birthday, to have their friends say, girl, bye. That dress is a wreck. And be brutally honest without hurting your feelings.
Yeah, I don't expect it.
So a lot of people can't really receive that. I don't expect it from everybody.
And it's like I said, because everybody can't handle something like that.
I don't expect
that.
It.
But
it's a great surprise for me.
That's why, you know, I love his and my friendship. That's why, you know, I love the bond, you know, the chemistry, all of that stuff. Because like I said, we no longer have any physical ties to each other. I mean, of course, it's, you know, it's that little gray area because, you know, he might be feeling some type of way or whatever, but that's not where
that
it is.
Gray
with
area.
Us. But
it can always
like,
be a
solid
color. I'm laughing at the gray areas.
But you know what, though? But even with us having a gray area, it works because we talk about it. You know, we still talk about it. Now, as
that's
far as
I don't
expect that from everybody else that I deal with, because it's certain, I mean, you have to handle different people different ways. However, you know, everything with him is so consistent, I expect nothing less from him, because that's how
he
it's
wouldn't
always
give you
been.
Anything less, because that's just who he are. Honest people are just honest people, and brutally honest people, you don't find them every day. Unfortunately, I am not a brutally honest person. I can be if I have someone who's brutally honest with me. Like, that's a common denominator. Like, you don't feel like there's a filter. You feel like you just say what's on your mind. You can, like, hurting your feelings or not. I'm telling you, I've definitely had my feelings hurt, believe me. So what I will say
is that we work through it. And that's just like a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to him on the phone. And when I tell you, it takes a lot for me, huh?
Girl, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. You know how I've been talking out loud to myself.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I can't hear you. Can hear it. I've got the side, but
yes,
I can hear you.
I can hear you talking to your alter ego. But a couple weeks ago, Gabby, sit down. Because well, you know, it takes a lot to piss me off. You know, it really takes a lot to really, you know, piss me off. But I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I was talking to him about, you know, a situation and everything. And girl, when he pretty much read me and told me, you know, that pretty much like in you know, to paraphrase, he told me I was stupid. Mm-hmm. And girl, when I tell you, at that particular point, I really wanted to bang on him. I was so hot. I was sitting up here. My foot was shaking. I had the light up. I was like, girl, I was, oh, my God, he had me in my feelings. I did not want to be on the phone anymore. And he kind of knew that because the conversation got quiet for a minute. But then, you know, he was like, but then he called me on being quiet. Like, really? Like, why? How you going to be mad? You know, da-da-da-da-da, this, that, and the other. And you, we talked it out. Even though, you know, once I, you know, like after a couple of minutes, I started to come out of my feelings a little bit. Because at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, yeah, he right. You know, so I can't be but so mad. But you don't want to hear that shit. Especially, like I said, we're brutally honest with each other. So it's like, I don't sugarcoat shit when I say stuff to him. And he don't sugarcoat nothing when he says whatever to me. So it's kind of like, and it's not in a rude, mean, nasty way. Like we have, of course, we have cats when we do it, but you know, girl, yeah, he had me hot to death. Oh my God, if he was in front of me, I probably would have threw something at him. I would have Francois'd him. Like, you know how that Francois play? You know, do the back slap and the front slap.
Yeah,
girl, yeah, it's the Francois. I wish I would have had a glove because I would have slapped the black off of this man. He pissed me off so bad. He pissed me off. He better be so glad he was not in my face.
I challenge you.
Yes, pal. Yeah, I wanted to do one of those. Like, did you just say what you said, pal? Yes, that's what I wanted to do. But at the end of the day, you know, and then I guess he must have knew I was still a little bit in my feelings, so he waited a couple of days before he called me again. So, you know, when that happens,
we definitely need to have more male callers call in. That has opened up a whole different dialogue. We probably would have went all the way left.
Well, I still have Brown on the phone. I think I'm going to go back to Brown and see what he has to say about it. I haven't slapped him. I might need to, but we
I challenge you.
Yeah, pal, Francois.
Why is it Francois?
because that's with the French people. They be like, oh, I'm going to challenge you to a duel. You know, I will challenge you to a duel. They got the little accent with the little thin, twisted up, you know, mustache. And then they take the white glove and they be like, pow. You know, they do a real pimp too. Like they and then
wait,
they be right up
point you. It's not one glove, it's two gloves.
Well, one glove, two glove, whatever. Either way, it would piss me off, even with the accent, because it would piss me off because one, because you slapped me, and then two, because you was real smooth about it, and you had an accent. Now, why you was doing that? I don't appreciate that shit. What if I told you that you could smoothly slap the shit out of me, not once, but twice? No, that's going to piss me off. That's going to fuck up my whole mood. And
the
duel.
The once was bad enough, but the twice, I want to fight.
Hell yeah. That's what I said. That's what I was about to say. The hell with a duel. I'm about to duff your ass. And then I'm going to take your glove and
fuck,
I'm going
to
slap you too so you can see how it feels. Fuck that. Slapping me twice with a glove and an accent.
And it's a white glove.
I know. Don't have no makeup on, and you know, because you know, I be having the pencil in my eyebrow sometimes because it's kind of thin.
Wipe the whole eyebrow.
Okay, if you wipe your that glove and the little corner of my eyebrow come off, it's a problem. I'm fighting you just for that because I don't be carrying my liner around. I'm going to have to take my finger and try to smear it down some, so that way, you know, it looked like the rest of it did. Either that or I'm going to have to pull my hair over the eyebrow.
I'm going to need you to never say that again, queen. Because I'm picturing that right now. You just said double slacking your eyebrow. Come off. You tight.
I'm not completely off, but you know, just take that corner. You know, you take that corner. You got to have the corner. That's the finesse. That brings the whole eyebrow to a climax.
Look,
you start
once
off
again,
with that nice
I don't part. Even be knowing. I don't even be knowing because mine just be what they are.
Well, looky here. All I know is the end of your eyebrows when you have to draw them on where you get them tenant. That is the exclamation point. So instead of it just being slay, it's slay. It's slay. With the exclamation point. So if you come and you slap my slay off of my eyebrow, yes, we have a problem.
Yes, the slay.
With the exclamation point. The slay. That's what I'm talking about. Let's check in with Brown. I know he probably like, what the hell going on?
Oh, bless his heart.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, ladies?
That's good.
Are
That's
you?
It. I
y'all
know he
crazy.
Is dying. It sounds like he's laughing, yo.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add, Brown?
Well, I
have changed the conversation tonight.
I do have a couple of things I like to add. One,
okay.
One good point, just being dealing with radio and everything. The whole dialogue, like one person mm-hmm. need to talk at a time. Y'all just killing each other, running over.
But I'm going to tell you,
it adds spice and flavor to the show. It's kind of like when I watch The Breakfast Club because they do the same thing. So I'm not saying y'all need to follow no format. The chemistry between y'all two is crazy. Y'all burnt out.
Thank you.
I'm going to say that. But
back to a more serious point. Uh-huh.
When you were going over the point of the whole expectations and time management and the person being there to it's a relationship. So, you know, it's give and take on both ends, or at least it should be. I don't understand anything else. Like, I just, so it's a line between help and being used. But, you know, if you a fool, you and that money won't part anyway. But my thing is, like, no matter how busy someone is, nobody's busier than me. So you can lose me. You can miss me with all that I'm busy. Right. We all have the same 24 hours in a day.
True.
So if I can find out a way out of my busy ass schedule, business owner, working for the University of Maryland, running around, doing this, doing that, flying here, flying there, constantly on a plane. If I can make time for you, make time for whoever, then, you know, we make time for what we want to make time for.
Exactly.
So
I agree. You
can miss me with all that, I was busy. Like, you know, and especially, like, when people, you have a date. It's supposed
sometimes
not
you
a
do
date
be
date,
busy,
but,
though.
Like,
sometimes
you're
you
supposed
just be busy.
To, yeah.
You just have to communicate
okay.
that you are busy.
Okay, exactly, exactly. Don't tell me you stood me up or you were supposed to be here 3 hours ago and I'm calling you and you're not calling me to say, heads up, I know we said 3 o'clock, but it's 2:40, I'm not going to make it at 3 or whatever. I mean, you got to be considerate of other people. But when somebody don't give fuck, they don't give fuck, and they're not going to be considerate. They're not, you know, because it's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many people, male and female. I'm not even giving no passes, but people are so selfish, and they just want it their way. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta look out for these
Lord.
People. You gotta notice when somebody's playing you. Plain and simple,
mm-hmm.
male or female.
Yeah.
With the women, usually
that's
it's with true. The bread and the guy pay for everything, and she's trying to juice him like, oh, you know, Orange Juice Jones' son. But at the same time, no, man.
Take
if,
them
if you, yeah, yeah. You got it. You got it. So that,
you gonna take
so that means you're older
you
than me.
With.
Right. Yeah, you got it.
I
so
can.
You're older than
no,
me.
No, you didn't.
But,
you used the Orange
yes,
Juice Jones reference.
Yeah. On the flip side of that, if you gotta clothe this nigga, feed this nigga, house this nigga, if the man can come into your crib and just live, that's your fault, ladies. That's your fault. I don't know what your mom taught you, but let me tell you something. No man is gonna feel comfortable being like you gotta be his whole mom. Like,
wait,
I don't
I
need a
something?
Mom.
You just said,
I
you, just said
my
the,
mom, so,
you just said the,
you know what I mean?
The right word. You said no man. It's a lot of boys out here.
Yeah,
that will do
and
it.
Y'all,
so you're
and
right.
Y'all,
no
and you
man
know what the problem
happen.
Is? Y'all grab these boys, expecting them
Amen.
To be men, and then you
Amen.
Say men ain't shit. Like, wait
but
a minute.
Listen here.
Don't put that person in my category. You can't put that man in my category and hold a candle to that dude.
On the plate. I done already let you be check us one time on this show. And I let you
I'm
get away.
I'm not talking about you two per se.
You ain't be checking again.
I'm just being honest. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's true.
Like
that's true.
A lot of women out here. I got cousins. I got women. I got friends. And I'll be like, yo, why do y'all let these alley cat coat wearing niggas in your house?
Why
the first thing you do, as soon as he throw the thing down, y'all moving him in.
Shut up, Tomasa.
Moving him in. Right on in. It's smooth moving him in.
Wait.
Oh, he ain't got no job, but he looking. Nah,
here's
man.
The
that
answer.
Ain't, where
here's
they do
the
that
answer.
At?
Because here's the answer. Because not a lot of us. And I have to, because it's too many more of us than it is not of us. Are not dealing with men that have been dealing with boys most of their lives. And it could very well the person's fault, but you can't know the difference
Damn
if
right.
you don't see the difference. That's it.
Right.
When you
nah.
see
because a lot of times,
and you don't yes, if you don't if you think. If you see the difference of a man and a boy and if you're not making strides, do what you gotta
uh-huh.
do then that's some shit. So
well then why
you
my point though what I'm saying
you
is
gotta
that
know the difference.
If,
you have to
if,
see the difference
okay,
to know the difference.
But what I'm telling y'all is y'all move too fast and you complain too soon. You can't move
right.
the dude. You can't move. All right, I'm gonna wait because I got it. You done? All right.
Brown.
You can't move the guy that you don't know that well into your house so fast. And then say, oh, I got a dud, I got a lemon, I got a bum. He was a bum from the door. You just ain't give yourself time to let them qualities come out. Like you,
but
okay.
When a person shows you who they are,
you gotta believe them, yo. Believe them, trust me.
Okay, but I'm gonna stop you right there on that. I feel where you're coming from. But see, the thing about that is, I'm about to break that down for you.
Go ahead, because
it's not always a thing. It's not always, yeah, I'm about to T-check you. It's not even always a thing of we moving too fast and we complaining too soon. That's not it at all. Okay, yeah, sometimes, yeah, we meet somebody, we get all in or whatever. Yes, I can give you the moving too fast thing.
Amen.
That I can give you sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yep.
However,
Y'all got me about to go to Rita's.
No, listen here. I'm about to feed you right quick. However, comma,
a lot of these men,
niggas, whatever you want to call them, they be fucking shit up because you're not meeting that real person. You meeting their representative, and you fall for the representative. That's who it is. That you become attached to. That's the person that you move into the crib. That's the person you get all into. But then as soon as they see they got you, you and your feelings, they got you locked down, all of that other stuff like that. That's when the real fuckboyness comes out. And it's too damn late because now your feelings are involved, investing your time, your energy, your space, your heart. You done invested all of that shit in this person or who you thought that person was. But then they switch up on you and they show you who they really are. But see, that's the thing that pisses me off, not just about men. I mean, there are some women that do that, which I'm not with that.
You're going to take who I am, or you're not going to take me at all. There's a fair amount of truth in what you just said.
No, I'm not done yet.
But the thing about it is,
a lot of niggas these days, and even the ones that so-called their self-men, they're opportunists. Mm. Not all of them, but a lot of them
are totally opportunists. I totally agree.
You're meeting that person. You're meeting that person's representative. You're not even meeting
that real person.
You're not meeting that real person. And it's fucked up because at the end of the day, especially if you're trying to come together and you're trying to build and bond with somebody, they need to know
who
that
real person
is.
But that's where the time comes in. That's all I'm saying. Like you can,
but no,
I'm telling you,
speaking from personal experience.
Some people don't need
you
time.
Off.
Some people's characters speak for them, and you don't need the time. Some people's characters,
you've
known them, and you don't have to deal with them every day. But some people's character are more thorough right from the grip than most people's character are all their lifetime. So I don't agree with that.
Well,
but even to add, before you come in, I just disagree
with the stuck with them theory. Like, you done invested all this time with him, and now
you
find out he's a quote-unquote fuckboy,
but you still stay with him anyway. Oh, but no, I'm just saying, like, say, for instance, in like, speaking from personal experience, and you're talking about, like, that's where the time comes in. A nigga on a mission with ulterior motive or whatever, they some Oscar-winning actor motherfuckers, okay?
Yep.
Because I dealt with somebody for almost a whole damn year, and they put on this awesome act, like damn, like okay, that's what I'm talking about. The whole facade and everything came off, but then the shit turned out like on Scooby Doo when you're all in love and all of that other stuff like that. And this is a year later, just like on Scooby Doo, they be like pull the mask off to see who it is. yes, that's what the fuck be going down.
That's crazy.
They don't pull the mask off once; they pull it off twice. Have you ever seen a Scooby Doo episode where they snatch everybody? Oh, they snatch them like onions, bitch. I can't. I don't know. I don't even know what I have no advice for that because I don't know.
I mean, I just say you're supposed to see them coming. Like, I don't know.
But
well,
don't. Because they're
I
mad.
I got some advice and a message. Even though, okay, we gonna make you the spokesperson for the male species right now. Here's the message that you can relay to fellow men. Keep it real. Be yourself. Stop the bullshit. That's what you do.
Yeah, I don't know any other way to be.
Both people are real.
That.
I mean, I'm just
you can love me or hate me, either or, but you're going to get all of me.
Not everybody's like that. Not everybody is like that. And then that's where you come into
Not every man's like me, unfortunately.
Yeah. And that's when you get into, like you said, the complicated issue of, okay, you know, you move too quick, or, you know, this, that, and the other going on. But, and it's like, unless you just, and I'm going to use this word, unless you a bitch who just want a man to have it, then, you know, okay, you not going to care. You know, it's like, okay, whatever you got little Pookie playing on the couch with PlayStation, got your living room smelling like corn chips and open ass, but that's your man.
Wow.
That's
I'm done.
If you okay with that, then you okay with that. But if you're a real woman, if you a boss bitch about your business and trying to do what's best for you, you gonna scope out all of that shit. But even the best ones of us can get duped by an Oscar winning performance by a man.
I agree. It's a couple of Denzels out there, but I'm just saying though, like at the same time, you can sort of avoid that by swimming around people that swim in your circle, people that are into what you into, where you meet the person. Yeah, and sorry, but I don't believe church is the stack of Bibles that people want
to
make it up to be.
That's where some of the worst people are.
They be the ringleaders up in that John, but they hide their shit in the closet real well. You know what I mean?
But there's no,
I'm just saying.
There's no guidelines to kind of get around it because
people are people, and people are going to be people. That's the one thing you can count on.
But I'm just saying,
like, you just, I don't know. I've learned to keep my guard up. Like, I've had very few long-term relationships, and the ones that were long were just that, long-term. I'm 42, not 82, and I thought I was careful, tried to be careful, but, I mean, it goes both ways, I'm telling you, because you got women out there that's looking for a savior. They don't want to help you build the empire. They don't want to help you build the empire. They just want
to
show up
it.
When it's all done, and just be play empress, and this is mine. Yeah. But they don't want to help you build anything, and they're the first ones to quit to say how, you know, when you like, listen, this ain't gonna work. Oh, you ain't this, you ain't that, or whatever. I mean, it works both ways. People are gonna be people. You got piece of shit of men out here. You got piece of shit women out here. But I don't know. I don't focus on that. I focus on the good people that's out here because I'm not out here.
And that's all you can do.
I know there's queens out here, and there's other kings out here. I built with them. I know. I just stay away from the bottom feeders and the riffraff. You prove yourself to be that. I leave you alone.
The only thing you can do is sharpen your antennas and scope out the real
right. Sharpening your antennas.
Where was your antenna?
When they was in there robbing the place. Come on, Money Mike. Shout out to Cat Williams,
say,
y'all. Shout out to Cat Williams.
I just
want to
say, based on that, we all have a common denominator.
Yeah.
Where was your antennas when them niggas was robbing us?
Well,
Brown giving us a whole different perspective. Like,
you know what, Brown?
Like,
Y'all need a male personality on the show.
I was just going to say, Brown.
Yes.
I have a resume.
I have a
well put together resume for you. I mean, I can email it to you if you want to check my phone.
Say no to my resume.
I'm really good at what I do, or I don't. Really. So.
Well, excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I can't. I don't know why my cousin is sending me pictures of her boobs right now. It's animals right now. But anywho, if you are available, I would love to have you come back on and be our male perspective.
Oh, God.
I haven't come up with the next topic yet.
I would enjoy that. I'm available, single, ready to mingle, you know. I'm out here.
Okay, well, I'm going to mute you out so that way you can listen to the rest of the show while me and Jazz wrap up. But I appreciate you in calling in and
yes,
your input and everything. So,
okay, ladies, y'all have a great evening.
You
I'm
do.
I'm riding around here in these mean streets of Baltimore. What I do.
Don't hurt nobody.
It's crazy out here. All right. All right, y'all. Good night.
Peace.
Girl, I can't. I had to read him real quick because, no, you is not going to get that shit off. No.
This is still book brains and bullshit. No. I got it, though. I got it, but.
Yeah, it's book brains and bullshit, but miss me with that bullshit. I mean, you have some valid points on it. But, oh, no, you is not going to get that off. Oh, no, sir. Free Bob. Yes, I went to.
Book brains and bullshit, but miss me with that bullshit.
Yeah, okay. I said no, sir, Bob, girl. I had to go into my other side, my suburban side, with that no, sir, Bob.
This was a really good show, see? You got me on pass.
That's okay though, because guess what? We only got 14 minutes left. That's why I let him go, and we're going to wrap up this
life.
Show.
Your whole life.
You know what, and like I said, even though I had gave him a gold star for his first initial comments and stuff like that, but I had to take half of the gold star away from him for that other BS.
I knew you were going to say that the second time, but what I will say is that I totally appreciated a real male perspective.
Yeah.
Like, it's so different from my female male perspective. Like, I was shooting for the stars and just kind of hitting the clouds. It was really, like, different to hear. I hope that Brown's Call will encourage more guys to call in and give their opinion about what's going on. That was really, really cool. I appreciated that so much.
Yes, I did too. That was awesome. Thank you again, Brown. Ride through the mean streets of Baltimore. Oh, my God.
What I did know, that he peeped, that we always do, but I know our listeners love that we, like, we'll give a point and then we'll over-talk and then we'll stop. So I get that. Shout out to Brown for that bullshit point that we already knew we was doing, but we zoomed in on.
Yes. Brown. Oh, yeah, that's right. We had another male listener that didn't want to get on the phone, but maybe next time.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always enjoy our conversations toward the end.
Yes.
Oh, wow. But in the end, like, it's always something new and something informative. I definitely appreciate it, as you called him, Brown's opinion, for sure. Gave us a whole nother thought process on the male process. I would have, I know, I don't want to say I know a lot of niggas, a lot of guys, but I know enough. But that was a whole different perspective, and I really wasn't expecting him to come like that. So it kind of threw me off and made me be like, ooh, exactly. I was expecting to be like how we have it in our minds. So shout out to you one more time, Brown, but not for the advice. Greatly appreciated, but not.
Yeah, only one B check for a show, though. You got to teach it. Right.
You
don't want these problems. Woo.
Yes, look, right though. You don't want problems with me, big fella.
Well, he knows. He know how I am. I'm a plaything, but at
look,
the same time, I
look,
will get the black girl next to him.
Y'all was in band together. He be knowing.
Well, actually, I mean, when we was in band back in this day, I'm a totally different person than when I was back then. Back in the band. Huh?
Give me some history on you on the... You and Brown. Give me some history on you and Brown.
I didn't what?
Give me history on you and Brown.
You made me forget what the hell I was going to say. Oh, I was a totally different person back then in high school when I was in band, you know, and as opposed to now. You know, when I was in band, nobody knew it. But I was an absolute virgin until I turned 18. I was quiet. My self-esteem was low. there were certain people that I did speak to mm-hmm. and associate with and stuff like that, but I pretty much stuck to just, you know, a few people that I felt comfortable with because I wasn't comfortable with myself, you know. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, fast forward in a certain number of years later, we ain't even going to say that and give away my age, but, you know, I'm a different person with self-esteem, with confidence, who's not as quiet. I still know quiet, not as quiet. I'm no longer a virgin, but I ain't a hoe either. I'm stingy with the good. But anywho.
Are you a comfortable median on a line that says, and that one camp, when that one time at band camp? Is that your comfortable median?
No, you know what? Even though they nasty asses tried to talk me into the uniform closet a couple of times, but I was not having it. It was not going down. You won't get these sweet virgin goodies, not no uniform closet. You wasn't going to. There was one person in the band that I would have given my virginity to if he would have asked for it. I ain't gonna say no names though. But anywho, it was one person in the band. I was like super duper digging like all through band, but I was like I said, I was all quiet and I lacked self confidence and all that stuff. But girl,
was it like our summer school jewel?
Was it like a what?
Was it like our summer VoTech program?
You know what? No. No, it didn't yield the same results as my VoTech crush. So
Radio World, the soundtrack to me and Samira's summer at VoTech was Beauty School Dropout.
I can't with you. I cannot with you.
So much that we could rewind with our Radio World to tell them how we used to be in those days. I was like, what, like a buck 10, a buck 5, Boney Maroney? Shut up, Tamara.
Yeah, and I had a bigger ass in VoTech, too. I was bigger than you had
the slim waist, thick thighs.
Girl, I know. Girl,
I was being locked in lockers.
And you know what? And that was one occasion I was thankful I had a big ass because I could not fit in the locker. I will take that. But still.
Sorry, y'all. That's a throwback Thursday on a Wednesday.
You know what? Yes. You know what? Maybe. Like I was going to tell you, you could pick the topic for next week. I was going to ask you what you would like the topic.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Oh, wait. Yes. Pause. Let me check my calendar. and I'm available.
Okay. So you can pick the topic for next week. Next week's topic you can pick out right now. I do have a topic suggestion. We could have two topics.
Okay.
Maybe you pick the primary topic, but we should do a wish we could go back Wednesday segment. We will touch on VoTech and all of our wonderful.
Wish we could take you back Wednesday. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the wish we could go back Wednesday for you, and I'm going to hit the next wish we can go back Wednesday because, man, that is like, I don't even know how we're going to handle that one. Wish we could go back Wednesday. I got 3 points to rewind to, and I'll be straight.
Listen here. I'm going to tell you right now, I know where you live. Ooh. It better not be nothing all super embarrassing. I tell you that, Kim. That's the time when you be having these friends for a long ass time and they was around doing your awkward stages and,
Brown, if you listening, we need to know wish you could go back Wednesday. We need that. You've already picked it. We're going to have to find that.
You think
wish
about
you
that,
could
Brown.
Go back Wednesday.
And one topic we will not be talking about next week on Wish We Could Go Back Wednesday, we will not be revisiting the queef.
The what?
Oh, the queef.
Shut up! I was never wishing to go back to the queef. Oh, God. What time is it? It's 8:54. Brett, you show up. Isn't it time for your music to come on?
No, it is not time. We still got 5 minutes before my music comes on and then my outro. You know
okay,
what?
Guys, so definitely that is the topic of next week.
Well, what's the other topic
going to
be?
Go back Wednesday. Listen, that's the whole topic. You just picked the topic because
really?
That's perfect. Wish you could go back Wednesday. Wait, and the subtopic is Wisdom Wednesdays.
Okay.
Wisdom Wednesdays. Wait, so since we had a Wisdom Wednesday, I want to drop some knowledge on our listeners.
All right, get it, girl.
Yes, I post on my Wisdom Wednesdays. So here's my post. For Wisdom Wednesday, self-care instruction manual 1, forgive yourself. It's okay if you didn't wake up early, go for a run, or finish that assignment. You're only human. 2, start slow. Don't set your expectations too high when you're just starting off. 3, keep learning. Getting to where you want to be is a process. Don't expect perfection overnight. And 4, be kind to yourself. You'll make mistakes along the way, but don't let that stop you. Self-care instructions manual on Wisdom Wednesday. That's
yes,
my
yes,
question.
Yes. Jim, ting. I told you I got to find the ting sound.
Ting
I got to find the ting sound. But you know what I'm going to add to that
Cali?
Real quick?
What's
yes.
Ting. Yes. No. What's Cali? What do you say? What do you say about the key to life? Life key. What do you say? Oh God,
know.
I'm so mad. Yes, you do. You know what DJ Khaled says?
Oh my God.
Oh, the way my brain is set up. He always do the key to life. You know what I'm talking about? He always do the key to life. A life key. Yeah.
Yes, we came up with something.
Wednesday.
Yeah, so we came up with something else, too, with the sound effect. I can't remember what it is. It'll come back to me. But another thing I want to add, since you did your self-care thing and that I had been doing, girl, I was watching this awesome video with Lisa Nichols. And when I tell you, my cousin Leslie, shout out to Big Les, she sent it to me. And, you know, and at first, normally when people send me videos or, you know, whatever on Messenger and stuff, I do not watch them. This, especially this video in particular, because it was close to an hour long. So I happened to be going, you know, to drop the kids off at the pool in my room. But anywho, it was an hour long, but I turned it on. And when I tell you, I wasn't even 5 minutes into it. And this woman caught, I mean, like she just captured my attention and held me hostage. I watched the whole video from beginning to end, and she was talking about cognitive dissonance, which is basically disrupting your thought process, you know, because, of course, you know, because of the way we make choices, of course, we don't always make the best choices for us. We don't always make the healthy choices. So she was
healthy,
talking about cognitive dissonance, which is disrupting your thought process, you know. So, and, like, one of the things that she was saying that she started off doing was, she stood in the mirror. She said 20 minutes. I don't have time to be standing in the mirror for 20 minutes. So I do 10. But she was saying, you know, she stood in the mirror and she just kept telling herself, I am, I am, I am. And that's what I have been doing. Like you just in the morning time, you wake up, you look in the mirror. I'm strong. I am beautiful. I am confident. I am intelligent, you know, whatever. And, you know, and just doing that and saying it and reaffirming it to yourself, it disrupts that, you know, that negative thought process. It tells your mind, okay, things are supposed to be a certain way, but okay, they're not that way right now, but we're going to disrupt that. And we're going to start it all over again. So that was my addition to Jazz's Wisdom Wednesdays. But girl,
hey.
Our time is up. I so appreciate you again for being
on the phone
wonderful,
with you for,
excellent
I stayed
show,
on this show for a whole 2 hour and a half. So
yes, you
I'm
did.
I'm gonna be calling you after. We got some stuff to talk about.
Oh, okay. Yes, we do. Yes, we do, girl. But again, thanks to our caller Brown. Appreciate you for calling and participating. And hopefully, you'll join us next week for Wish We Could Go Back Wednesday. And Jazz, thank you again, and thank you to all my listeners who are.
Absolutely.
You know, clicked on the link or called in or whatever, I appreciate you. And go on Amazon and get that new book, Delicious, the BBW Romance.
Yes, please. BBW
Available.
Romance.
Yes, on Kindle and paperback.
Delicious. You better
yeah.
get it. Delicious. Yo, G.
Yeah.
We be
needing all right,
that.
Girl. I'll talk to you.
All right, T.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, boo. 1995.